Oh, darling, why are you so very tetchy? Tetchy? You're basically pouting just a little bit. But it is utterly adorable. I really like it. Oh, you don't care about what I like. Tetchy. Oh, you are just so... I adore you. I love you. But you are hard work. I mean, it's playing hard to get. And then there is you. Don't you think you're being a little bit unreasonable? Just a tiny, tiny little bit unreasonable. I didn't kidnap you. I just picked you up. Darling. Do we really have to do this? Of course we do. Of course we do, because you are awkward. You are difficult and you are worth the effort, but sometimes, oh, you drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. Did you just call me a crazy bitch? As pet names go, it's not my favorite. But you're pouting. So I will give you a little bit of slack. Just a little. Don't push it. Because while I do love you, while I utterly adore you, my patience is not endless. And I'm not feeling particularly appreciated. Appreciated. Stop. Just stop. You are pushing it. You're really pushing it. And after everything I've done for you, after all of my sacrifices, it hurts. It hurts. And when I'm hurt, when I'm upset, well, you know what happens. Oh no, that's not a fret. I would never threaten you, darling. I love you. I adore you. I just want you to be happy. Of course, you can only ever truly be happy with me. You know that, don't you, darling? And there you go again. I love you. I love you. I definitely love you. Even though you try my patience. But you're worth it. Our love is worth it. The reason you make me work for it, the reason you are so abrasive, so contrary, is because you need to be sure that I love you. Because you need to be certain that I adore you just as much as you adore me. You're uncertain, a little insecure. Of course, it's understandable. Your last relationship was so toxic. No, it was. No, it absolutely was. Your last relationship was awful. Just terrible. And it's been so difficult for you to just say goodbye. Because you are so sweet. So lovely, so special. And despite the fact that she was a harpy, a demon from the deepest, fiery pits of hell, you just couldn't help but be nice to her. You are so sweet. But you need to be looked after. You wanted to say goodbye. You wanted to be with her for one last Christmas. You didn't have to say it. I knew. I wasn't happy because this was going to be our first Christmas together. But I know that you needed it. You needed to say goodbye. So I gave you Christmas. Oh, I did. I absolutely did. Oh, darling, you are just so funny. I love your sense of humor. Yes. The FBI arrested me. They locked me up. But you knew that I wouldn't stay locked up. Of course I wouldn't. It was all part of the plan. Giving you a chance to say goodbye to her, to your apartment, to your things, to your friends, to everything that we're leaving behind. I wanted to make it as easy on you as possible. But she took advantage. She held your hand. She leaned into you. She kissed you. She kissed you. That harpy kissed you. Oh no. She just couldn't help but play her evil games. All she had to do was let you go. But no. She had to try and dig her claws into you. I couldn't let that happen. I couldn't let that happen. Oh, sweetness, you are so naive and I love you for it. I adore you for it, but... You did know that I was coming back, didn't you? You didn't think that I was out of your life. Did you really think that I would? You did, didn't you? You thought that I... Oh no. Oh no. I thought I was doing the right thing. I really, really did. I thought by giving you Christmas, by letting you say goodbye, that it would be easy on you. But instead, it's just fed into your insecurities. Oh, darling, what have I done to you? What have I done? No wonder you're so touchy. Oh, darling, I love you. And you need to know that. You need to know that. I made a mistake. But that is all it was, just a mistake. And it will never happen again. Oh no, darling, it won't. Because the harpy isn't a problem anymore. The harpy is... Well, we don't have to worry about her. We don't have to worry about anything. Because darling, sweetness, my... Beloved, this is a new start. It's a new year and a new life. You had a chance to say goodbye. And I hope in some way it makes the transition easier. Because I know you've been so resistant. I love you. And I would do anything for you.
Oh, let you go. Oh, darling.
You're so insecure now. And it's all my fault. Darling, I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. I won't let you go. I love you too much. No, no, don't. Oh, you're so upset. I've made you doubt that I love you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should never have left you alone. Especially at Christmas. Especially at Christmas. I thought I was giving you a present. But instead, I was just making you doubt our love. That will never happen again. I won't let it. This is a new year. This is a new start. It's going to be perfect. No more harpies. No more demons. No more FBI. No more cops. No more having to hide the bodies. It's just going to be us. It's just going to be the two of us. And maybe some drugs, because you are might upset. No, it's okay, darling, it's okay. Don't worry. It's just a little pin prick. There you go. Just give in. Don't fight. Oh, darling, don't you know by now not to fight? You are so difficult. So difficult. But that's just because you're insecure. It's just because you haven't been loved like this before. You haven't been adored like this before, but you are now. Oh, you are adored. You are loved, and you are mine.